This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The government has said that it is ready to hold discussion on key issues, including Operation Sindoor, as monsoon session of parliament begins today. During an all-party meeting in New Delhi yesterday, ahead of the session, the government sought cooperation from opposition parties for smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Floor leaders of different political parties representing the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha attended the meeting. Union Minister and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, chaired the meeting. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were also present. Besides Gaurav Gogoi and Pramod Tiwari from Congress, Supriya Sule from NCP and SCP, Tiruchi Siva of DMK, Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party, T.R. Balu from DMK and Sanjay Singh from AAP also attended the meeting. Talking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said both the ruling and opposition side should work together with good coordination. Mr. Rijiju said the government is open to discuss key issues including Operation Sindoor in Parliament.
We are very open to discussion on important issues like Operation Sindoor related to all the incidents right from the attack in the Pahalgam. These are issues of great national importance. Government is not shying away from discussion. The only thing I'm saying is we will discuss under certain rules, certain procedure with a convention which is there before us.
When asked about the opposition's intent to bring up US President Donald Trump's remarks on mediation between India and Pakistan post Operation Sindoor, the minister said the government will respond appropriately on the matter on the floor of the House. The monsoon session will continue till the 21st of August. During the session, there will be a total of 21 sittings of both houses. Punjab police has busted a Babbar Khalsa International BKI terror module with the arrest of its three members involved in grenade attacks on police post at Badshahpur in Patiala and Ajimgarh in Haryana. State Police Chief Gaurav Yadav disclosed that the grenade attack were reported at police post in Patiala and police post in Haryana in the first week of April this year. BKI operatives claimed its responsibility on a social media platform. The trio, who are Patiala residents, were working for money on the directions of a foreign-based terrorist. Preliminary investigation has suggested that the module was actively planning further attacks on police establishments in Punjab. Heavy rainfall across several parts of Kerala has led to rising water levels in rivers and dams, causing waterlogging in low-lying areas. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange alert for 9 northern districts, while a yellow alert has been issued for the remaining 5 districts of the state. Meanwhile, the weather agency also predicted heavy rainfall in West Uttar Pradesh and Haryana till today, and in Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir till 24th of July. Moderate rainfall also has been predicted for Delhi NCR during the next 12 hours. Heavy downpour has disrupted normal life in coastal Karnataka. The India Meteorological Department has said that widespread rain will continue in the regions till the 26th of this month, as a fresh low-pressure area is likely to form over North Bay of Bengal around Thursday. A large number of Kanwarias has reached Haridwar as the Kanwar Yatra enters its final stage, with a city packed with devotees gathering to collect holy Ganga water for offering to Lord Shiva. Officials expected the total number of pilgrims to cross 3 crore till yesterday. Teen squash sensation Anahat Singh will lead a 12-member Indian contingent at the World Junior Squash Championship starting today at the Black Ball Sporting Club, Cairo. And that's the end of this news bulletin.